Cordell, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, there he is. Okay.
I've been here, man. I've been saying hello the whole time. What the hell going on over there?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Cordell.
No, let's start with you. What the hell's going on over there?
Whoa.
That's a good one. I appreciate that. That's a good one. I'm doing all right, y'all. I'm doing all right, man.
Okay. I just want to start by saying, Cordell, I do not endorse this mess. Because I know you want to clear things up. You're walking into, oh, my. Do you know what you, okay. Sybil, you first.
Cordell?
Yes.
What is going on? Why don't you just tell us quickly? Because all of this mess started, and of course, it was on one of the top television shows and all of this. Was your marriage in trouble before you got into Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Yeah, pretty much it was. It was going in the direction that as a man of our family, I really didn't like where it was going. You know, you had too many voices on my marriage because of other people's past, whether it's a mom, and as you saw from what I've seen and people mentioned to me, because I don't watch the show, that she didn't want her daughter to have happened to her what she had happened to her in her marriage. And I'm like, you know, when you move forward in your life, you know, your children, you never want to inject or mention anything about what happened in your past to allow your daughter or son to be able to have a prosperous marriage. Because what most parents do is they take whatever happened in their past and they inflict it on their kids by sometimes expressing themselves a little too much.
But you all have only been married since 2011, right?
It was 22 months to be exact. 22 months to be exact. Well, let me put it to you this way, guys. Let me steer it in this direction. You know, I try to be the best husband I could be to my wife. I mean, when you hear all the stuff on the show from what I've seen.
Because you look pretty controlling.
No, I'm not controlling. I'm just a man. And all I try to do is support my wife. You know, and
it didn't look like you were supporting her in that either.
When did you see that? On edited show?
Yeah,
on edited part
well, that's the only part we've seen is we don't know the inside.
So you're asking me or you want to determine what you
saw?
Yeah,
Cordell, that's
what
I like that. That's right.
I mean, what do you want from me? Because I know you're coming from a female.
Okay,
standpoint.
My name is Sybil, not Portia. I'm just saying. All I want to do is...
You're talking at me. Talk to me. Don't talk
at me. Let the man answer, Sybil.
Let me talk to you. When I go out of my way to take care of my wife, I have an obligation and responsibility to take care of my wife. Regardless of an edited scene on the television, that's Bravo's job to create what they created. When you saw the scene where she mentioned I let her go to Vegas and L.A., that was not the case. I knew my wife was going on a trip with the girls, regardless, because that was a part of the show. All I asked was text me, let me know you made it. She did. It went from there. So when they came back from supposedly going to a strip club, my wife called me on the phone and said, babe, they're mad at me because I didn't go to the strip club. I said, why you didn't go? And have a good time with the girls. Get on a stripper pole like everybody else going to do. She said, well, I just didn't want to go. I said, well, they're mad at you because you didn't want to go. I said, well, I'm 100% in with you because you didn't want to go. That's on you.
I get that. I get all of that about the editing and how you present it and everything. When it comes down to a television marriage, a marriage that is shown on television and social media, is it true that you asked for a divorce using social media?
No, I did not. What my wife did many times in the household is because she was coming home 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I have a 10-year-old kid here that I was granted primary custody of my son at this house at 10 years old. When you're in the streets after 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, we haven't communicated the entire day. And then you come home and I ask you a question. If you're my wife and I ask you a question, honey, what's the deal? Why are you coming home so late? My son asked me, Dad, is mom coming home? I have an obligation to answer this kid. Now, what do I tell this kid when I don't know where my wife is because we're not talking?
What did you tell
him? So when the response is, I say, she'll be home in a minute. I think she's working. That's all I can say. I can't lie. I don't know what's going on, so I'm just going to give him that, thinking that's what she's doing.
So was it more than staying out late that led to the divorce? Obviously, there are other issues.
When she responded to me, she responded to me saying, I do what I want to do. I'm grown. I said, you're grown. And I said, come on, but you can't do that. I said, this little boy is in the house. We can't do that. That's not how it goes. Come on, talk with me. Communicate with me. This is not good. So it got to the point where she got in a few more times. And I said, Portia, we can't do this. She said, well, you know what to do. I said, what you mean you know what to do? Well, file for divorce.
So she suggested that, and you...
So this is her suggestion. So when she suggested it the third time, she came back, she said, file for divorce because I don't have nothing to lose. She said, and the problem is I don't have money to file for divorce.
And where did the gay rumors come from, Cordell?
Well, let me say this about these gay rumors. I heard some stuff on the show where my wife didn't give a definitive answer on when the girls asked her this question, and neither did the mom about the image and all this stuff. Let me give it to you like this here. When I gave my wife this 6.5, 7-carat yellow diamond ring, I wasn't gay. When I therapy gave my wife this $1 million wedding, she wasn't gay. When I financed her entire wardrobe from top to bottom, travel included, I wasn't gay. When I put her mom on a first-class flight with me and my wife down to Miami to help her daughter pick a gown, neither one of them had nothing to say. I wasn't gay. Okay? When the mama came to this house and wanted to have Thanksgiving dinner here, and we travel on the road to see the in-laws or the other family and be at family reunions, I wasn't gay. But as soon as I don't want her daughter no more, as soon as I want to move on with my life because I don't want to be with her daughter no more.
Now you're gay.
Now you're gay. You won that one, man.
Yeah.
You're
the
winner.
You got it.
Right.
You got
that
it.
Question?
Yes.
You got it, man.
Yeah. Yeah, Cordell. That's right.
You got it, Cordell.
You answered that question.
You
okay.
Got it, Cordell.
Yeah.
Cordell, are you divorced now?
We'll be divorced. We go to trial on the 21st of November.
All Real right. Quick.
And have you moved on? Do you have somebody else?
Well, I don't have nobody else right now because
the boy, the phone got really bad right there, didn't
it? No, Sybil. Fight's over with. You hitting after the bell, Sybil.